get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
We are opening our Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29. Hebrews 12, 29 says, "For our God is a consuming fire." Hallelujah. Our God is a consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Here on the earth, when fire burns, there are things we can see when fire burns. Burn wood to ashes. Amen. Amen. When fire burns, there are still things to see. Hebrews 12:29 presents God this way. He says, "For our God is a consuming fire." When God burns, there's nothing to see. Because God as a fire swallows up, consuming, swallow it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, our topic today is just that same scripture. Our God is a consuming fire. So what is that thing that is burning you up? What is the challenge you are passing through? Do you call it unbearable? I have good news for you. Our God is a consuming fire. God's fire consumes other kinds of fire. God's fire can swallow up cancer, can swallow up HIVs, and other terminal diseases, can swallow up autism, can swallow up migraine. God's fire, God has fire, can swallow up your problems. God's fire consumes other kinds of fire. So what are you passing through that looks like fire? Is it shame, stagnation, barrenness, sickness, breakdown? God's fire can consume it now, and it will consume it. Amen. God's fire will consume it. Amen. Fire destroys. It's put out of existence. I want you to claim the following prophecy. Every fire of curses burning your generation is consumed by God's omnipotent consuming fire in the name of Jesus. It means maybe your family has been wriggling under some curses, and all effort to be out of it has proved abortive. I want you to remember Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. It consumes. There's nothing to see again. Almighty God will consume that curses.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
That evil ravaging your lineage, Almighty God will consume it.
Amen.
Every burning in your body system is consumed by God's consuming fire in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me advise, never take the situation as the ultimate. Amen. Normally when something like this happens, nobody can escape it. It leads to death. Even if you have given you few days, few weeks, few months to live. Amen. The one that created you can change it. It's a consuming fire. It can consume it. Not quite long, I was baffled about a man of God that was fighting cancer. And he was professing faith, confessing faith. And we told the great men of God that prayed for him, he still died. That cancer killed him. So I was asking myself, does this mean that God cannot heal? That God, now these men of God, God is using them here and there. And then why? Why did this man of God have to die? People of God, let me tell you today, God will only walk, most of the time, God will walk to the level you know him. Hallelujah. God will walk to the level you know him. Any external forces coming to help you will only ride on your faith. God will help you to the level you know him. I know this God as a consuming fire. He can consume any kind of sickness. Hallelujah. Pain, sicknesses, doesn't have to determine your lifespan. A man like you should not determine your lifespan. And let me also say this. Machines are not ultimate. Machines. Stargazers are not ultimate. You know, I was studying about, many years ago, I was studying about zodiac sign. You know what they call zodiac sign? Some people say they are Scorpio. Some people say they are Aries. Some people say they are Capricorn. All kinds. Are you getting me? And you will discover that this zodiac sign seems like it is true. Amen. But I got understanding of the scripture that I should make Jesus my own zodiac sign. Praise the Lord. Whatever is not operating in Christ should not operate in me. It doesn't matter the day or the month I was born. Amen. Amen. Let scripture guard your life. Say there are some that they don't really talk. But Jesus needs me for his word. Won't I talk? See, there are some people, they are introverts. Some people, I want to be speaking the word of God everywhere. It doesn't matter the month I am born. There's some people, they don't, they keep to themselves. Whatever I'm passing through, I tell it to God. So that time, I saw zodiac sign as human limitation. Amen. I'm not against knowledge of any man. But what I'm saying is this. Build your character. Form character from the scripture. One of the characteristics of God, maybe God's zodiac sign, is that he's a consuming fire. Hallelujah. If I find what I'm doing wrong in the Bible that is wrong, I'm going to change it. This is it. You might be born in June or February, and what they say about you is true. But through the scripture, you can change that fact. Because the word is actually the truth. That one is fact. Amen. You can change it. Especially if it is not working for you, for your good. Listen. Every evil pot on fire that makes your entire life unbearable is broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
Whatever any devil keep on fire, he says, this thing is burning, you will be burning. Almighty God, break that pot in the name of Jesus.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
Those that keep you in pain will be consumed, and your pain shall be consumed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever anybody is doing to keep you in pain, Almighty God will consume them.
Amen.
And whatever they put on fire.
Amen.
And whatever they are using to keep you in vain.
Amen.
You see, don't live a porous life. If you live a porous life, the world we are in is going to check out on you. Don't live a porous life. And let Holy Spirit be your guide. Let God be the fence around you. Because God is the only fence that no man, no devil, no spirit can penetrate. Hallelujah. I always imagine it. How will somebody call something somewhere or contact something somewhere? Maybe here in this nation, and you are far away across the Atlantic, and the thing is working against you. Amen. Don't live a porous life. When you have a dream that you don't understand, rise up and pray. When you have a fiery dream, also pray fiery prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't overlook something. Don't think that person, that wicked person, cannot terminate your life. Don't live a porous life. Amen.
Amen.
I decree over you today, every arrow of death that is targeting you is sent back to the sender in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will never be part of any plane crash in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will agree with me that everything that make us comfortable is also hazardous. Everything. Everything that sometimes ago, not quite long, I was at the filling station where their vehicle that uses gas. They are refilling their vehicle, what they call it. Alright. So it dawned on me that the vehicle that had accident, the vehicle that uses PMS, petrol, and the one that fuel on gas, fuel on CNG, and the one that is on PMS, if both had a very badly head-on collision, the one on CNG, is there chance of survival for anybody in it? Hallelujah. Will they be able to survive it? Amen. Everything human being uses for comfort, everything human being engages or uses for comfortability are dangerous. They are dangerous. Let's think of airplane. There are strong airplanes, but is there any airplane that if it crash, everyone inside it will be saved? Is there anyone that if it crash, everybody will be saved? Still on my point, technology is glowing, but no matter what, nobody can save you like God. Nobody can build a fence around your life like God. There are all kinds of technological gadgets today. All kinds of safety precautions today. All kinds of things made, but you will still find out only God can save you. Amen. They are building up every time. They are getting better in technology all the time, but you still need God. I learned something recently that whatever technology offers, not everybody can afford it. It's about whatever God offers, your faith can afford it. Whatsoever technology offers is not for everybody. Not all can afford it. But whatever God can do, your faith can afford it. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. You will never be part of any plane crash in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And let me advise, no matter how this earth grew to be, in technology, in whatever, please don't put your trust in those things. Put your trust in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Almighty God will swallow up your mighty problems this month in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, I saw something online, not quite long. Plane crash at airport. Amen. As it was about to move up, it crashed. Fire just explode from everywhere. Amen. You shall not be roasted alive.
Amen, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From now onward, you shall not be part of any fire accident in Jesus' name.
Amen, Jesus' name.
It's good to keep to precautions and safety measures. But hear me today. Nobody can save you like God. Nobody can protect you like God. Amen.
Amen.
Those that have gathered to put you in prison shall be ashamed this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall not enter that prison.
Amen.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Now, let's enumerate those things that consume people's life. There are things that consume people's life. Number one is sickness. Sickness. The number one thing that the enemy uses against human to consume them is called sickness. Sickness is a state of not being well, a state of weakness, degradation, dizziness, dryness, pain, and the likes. All sicknesses in their categories are all consuming sicknesses. All the category of sickness kills. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've heard of someone I know very well, that was just in my head, headache. And the mother said, go and take pain relief medicine. And she took it and still died. Amen. All sicknesses are consuming sicknesses. You shall not die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is no old age sickness. Sickness is sickness. But there are old people that are not sick. Hallelujah. There are old people that are not sick. They are not sickly. The ultimate of sickness is to kill. The word of God in the book of Deuteronomy 28, 58 to 61 says, thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, He will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of. And they shall cleave unto thee also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law. Them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Sickness is a destroyer. And God uses it to afflict his enemy. Hallelujah. Please, let me advise. Don't brag against people of God. Because one sickness can silence you forever. Please, don't. Please, don't insult men of God. When they issue a decree, God may use this sickness. Be careful. Two bad habits. Some people are addicted to smoking, drinking, alcohol in excess, and hard drugs, fornications, adultery. In fact, all kinds are not very bad habits, which the devil is using to consume them away and waste their life. Most of the people that are affected with such evil habits find it so difficult to free themselves because of the enemy behind it wanted them to be consumed away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Governments are spending high on rehabilitating some individuals. I'm telling you, they're addicted. Man, just this past week, someone was speaking and telling us how hard it was for him to be free from hard drug. But when he gave his life to Christ, he overcame it. He overcame it. He was not just taking it. He deals in it. He sells it. But today he carries Bible and preach all around. Amen.
Amen.
Bible said in Romans 1:28-32, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debates, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. They just want to terminate life. They don't retain God. They don't. In their knowledge, God is not there. So every good thing of life is not there also. That's why they are done with bad habits. So when the knowledge of God comes in, it will flush out evil habits. The end result of every bad habit is untimely death. Be careful. It's to consume you. Now, we are on evangelism. And then we got to a point. We saw packets of cigarettes selling. And with this government inscription that smokers are liable to die young. And then with picture of the heart of a smoker and a pure heart. Amen. At that junction, so many were still smoking. Hallelujah. And I don't know, maybe I'm making sense here today. People are still smoking with everything being, because with what is written on the packet. Why? There's a spirit behind it. Hallelujah. The devil wanted them to be consumed away. Number three, robbery. Robbery. There's a portion of your blessing that you must not eat. There's a fruit in your financial garden of Eden that you must not eat. If you have been eating it, God calls you a robber. What is it? Tithe. Malachi 3:8-12. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this old nation. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast our fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Amen. Tithe is God's portion of your blessings. Not paying of one's tithe is what got some people's financial life consumed, and many wallowing in lack and want. The fact is, the end result of tithelessness is loss, financial bankruptcy. What is the end result? There are some portions of the Bible that if some people were allowed, they will remove it. They will remove Malachi chapter 3, 8 to 12. They don't like the word tithe at all. Okay, God gave you 100. He said, bring one. That's 10%. And it's so difficult for you. Imagine. Hallelujah. Amen. You are a robber. And that qualifies you for financial consumption. You'll be consumed. Now, I found Christians who tithe. They paid their tithe always. And I could notice the blessing of God on their life. Let me tell you something. Is that everything about your life can be upheld by God when you obey Him. Stop looking for unnecessary explanation. Obedient to God's law will make every aspect of your life to be held up. And that's what we teach in this place. Amen. You don't need to struggle. You don't need to suffer. Favor should be coming on you always. You don't need to beg. Amen. Amen. Every part of the Bible is relevant. I'm inviting every one of you to be in our meeting this week. And you will be more than blessed. God will turn your life around. You don't need to be a beggar to survive. There are people that are collecting high salary, but the two ends never meet. May God have mercy. In the name of Jesus, when you obey scriptural injunction, you will not be eating from the destruction of others. There are people that they call themselves rich, but they are enriching themselves from being wicked to some people. Amen. If you want blessings, pure blessings, be tithing. Pay tithe. And not to anywhere else, but to the church of God, to the church of Jesus Christ, to churches, to gathering of God's people. Hallelujah. Like we always said, tithe is not a gift to any pastor. It's not a sign of, thank you, sir, for praying for me. No. It is what you must do. It's an obligation. Amen. Amen. If you can pay your tithe, other giving, offering, first fruit, and whatever we are giving, will be easy. It will be easy. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord continue to be faithful to all tithers. In the name of Jesus. Those who know the blessing in tithing, they can never stop. That's just the truth. Number four, unfaithfulness. There is no future for the unfaithful in the kingdom. Jesus said it in the book of Luke chapter 16 verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Unfaithfulness by some people will not allow them to change levels. You remember in the Bible, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, inherited Naaman's leprosy via unfaithfulness. 2 Kings chapter 5, 26 to 27. Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, died for being unfaithful and lying against the Holy Ghost. In the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. It is impossible to make the way with evil attitude. It's highly impossible. You are never free from your act. You are not considered for a better position if you are unfaithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Except for a wicked position. The same way this nation is looking for faithful and good people to rule us. Faithful and good people to be part of the government. So also the wicked one are looking for unfaithful. So what makes some people demonic agents, satanic agents, is not being faithful. And say, yes, that guy, we can use him. Let's use that boy, yeah. We like his skill. That will not be the portion of your children in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.